This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums. So today we'll be speaking to Abiodun Oluwakun, who is a professional network marketer, and we're just going to be discussing her experiences of network marketing, or also known as multi-level marketing, or MLM. Hello, Abiodun.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. So, you are very successful at MLM and network marketing. Can you tell us how long you've been involved in it for?
Mm-hmm. I have been involved in network marketing for about 5 years now, but with mm-hmm. different companies in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what made you look into it?
I once had an opportunity to listen to some messages, or should I say a talk mm-hmm. of people who have actually been successful in multi-level marketing, and this was the first company that I actually joined, Clean Easy, and I found mm-hmm. out that it was something that when you join it, you get to meet a lot of people mm-hmm. and you can't actually be successful on what you're doing except you help others, and I mm-hmm. like helping people, so I thought that would be a good way to channel my abilities. Mm-hmm. If I want to make money, why not make money as well, help other people?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you're saying then is that it's not just about, you know, trying to make sales, but actually bringing more people in, and then that helps other people, but then also takes you higher up in the chain.
Yes, it's really a people thing, as mm-hmm. in you're building an organization, mm-hmm. But not actually within an employment setup. It's actually your own business. So mm-hmm. It helps you to build a structure, build an organization, working with other people, and as long as they are successful, you are successful as well.
Okay, so you say you've been involved in MLM for 5 years. So what do you look for when you're looking for an opportunity like that?
Okay, the first one I actually joined, I was particular about the product, and mm-hmm. Was it something that people really wanted? Was mm-hmm. it a solution to a problem? Mm-hmm. I started with Mary Kay.
Okay.
Mary Kay actually happens to be a cosmetics company.
Yeah.
And the first person that I came in contact with, I was doing it, was my sister, and she mm-hmm. came to my house to make me up. She told me about this fabulous makeup mm-hmm. and everything, mm-hmm. That she knew I was going to look different. And when she did it, I thought, oh, this is nice. She mm-hmm. got my right color, mm-hmm. and she was so enthusiastic about it that I could go out and make other women happy. Mm-hmm. So I joined. Although at that point in time, I only had a few factors. I looked at the fact that I was looking better, and I could make other people look better. I wasn't really looking at the money only.
Okay.
Later on, there were different reasons why I stopped that and was looking out for another one.
Okay, so that was your first one that, you know, was good, but then it just wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously in the 5 years, how many would you say that you've joined?
All right, I have, three or four.
Okay.
I have done four.
Okay, so you obviously enjoy it.
Yeah. for different reasons.
But exactly, I think it's great that you have so many different, you know, opportunities that you can join.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people tend to think it's just one that they should join or can join, and that they have to be... you know, working on, but obviously it's okay to do more than one. So no, that's great. So the other thing is, can you really make enough money from the commissions that you make from multi-level marketing? Is that one of the reasons why maybe you've joined more than one?
I wouldn't say that it's really okay to join more than one, but in your search for looking for the right one that would suit you,
mm-hmm.
you might find out that you have gone through quite a few before you finally find the one that really works for you.
Okay.
So it's really about I wasn't having the full understanding of the advantages and disadvantages of the product or the company that I was joining. And so when I eventually found one that fitted most of the ticks I was looking to tick on my books, then I thought, oh, yeah, this is the right one. But all the others, I learned something. Maybe if I didn't go through those ones, I wouldn't know what I'm really looking for.
Okay, I see your point now. So it's not a case of joining more than one, but... You've been on a discovery.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, it's good to clear that up.
Yeah.
I guess one of the benefits of joining these opportunities is that they do usually give good training.
Yeah.
So I guess you can build on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are quite a lot of scams out there and, you know, illegal pyramid schemes out there. And sometimes it can feel like it's difficult to determine which ones are scams and which ones are real genuine opportunities. How do you make sure you join a program that isn't a scam?
Okay, first of all, many of these MLM companies, they are long-standing ones. You would have heard of them, or you go on the internet and do a search, and you would definitely find out that they are household names. They like Avon, like Forever Living, Clean Easy, Etherware, Body Magic. You find out that it's not something you haven't heard before. You probably don't know how profitable it might be, so you can go online and see if there's anybody who has something to say about it, and then you'll be able to, you won't have people talking ill about the company and some talking positively, but if you have what you're looking out for, your criteria, then you would be able to get enough information. You can phone the company up anyway as well, or the person who will be talking to you, who brought the opportunity to you, will be the best person.
Yeah.
Ask your questions, and she will be able to, or he will be able to alleviate your fears by answering the questions. Yeah, so that's how I've always tried to find out more information. If someone comes to me with an opportunity, I go back on myself, I'll see, I'll talk to you later, I'll have my questions and I'll ask, and I can go on the internet and find more information.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, you know, research is key.
Yeah.
There's also an association called the Direct Selling Association that has a code of business conduct. And a lot of the companies that you've mentioned, like Avon, Forever Living, they're members. So that's a good website to go on as well, to just to get some confidence that you're approaching an accredited company that isn't going to be a scam. And actually, looking at the website, most of the big name network marketing opportunities are on there.
Yeah.
You know, Clean Easy.